the president of SIOC, Dr. Ravindran Kanasvaran, to give the welcome address.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, KL, for the very kind introduction and the nice preamble before we start today's proceedings. Good morning to our esteemed panelists, speakers, members of SIOC, colleagues, and friends. Today, it gives me great pleasure to welcome all of you to the second public SIOC public policy meeting held here at the UN in Geneva. At the first meeting, about 3 years ago, we were here as well. We had a joint session with IFA, the International Federation for Aging, where we had a global policy dialogue on cancer in older adults. However, since then, we were hit by the pandemic. Nevertheless, we still built upon the momentum from that particular meeting, and we forged ahead with a number of public policy initiatives. Firstly, with the leadership of Dr. Exterman, who's on the panel here as well, we went on to publish the SIOC priorities update. From 10, we now have 12 priorities, which are broadly divided into four domains, namely in education, clinical practice, research, and last but not least, collaboration. Collaboration is something we have done very well in spite of the pandemic. In the last 2 years, we've made more than 15 new collaborations with different NGOs, societies, and have signed numerous memorandums of understanding as well. Thereafter, apart from the update on the SIOC priorities, with the support of the Executive Committee and Board of SIOC, we have also formed a public policy subcommittee as of October last year. No one better to lead this than Dr. Exterman herself. She has named members of the committee. They have met a few times and are forging ahead with a number of initiatives that takes policy and makes it into actionable items. Apart from that, as what KL has mentioned, we have now attained special consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of United Nations. That's another big milestone for our organization. Hence, it's only apt that this meeting focuses on moving policy to implementation. The goal of any policy initiative would be to see that it comes into fruition with our actions. And today, as part of the agenda, we'll be discussing some of those things ranging from clinical trial enrollment in older adults, some experience from experts in the field, and I hope you truly will enjoy the exciting program that we have lined up ahead today. With that, welcome and thank you.